I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Power struggles and lack of an official budget within Iran's government leaves Iranians asking deep questions of faith and policy. And the Lighthouse brings the truth of God's word to people addicted to marijuana. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. While Iran stirs up growing conflict abroad, their own house is not in order, so to speak. There's a powerful struggle between the Ayatollahs and the Revolutionary Guard, and the Iranian people continue to be disenchanted with their own government. Tehran got a lot of flak for entering 2024 without an official budget. This year also marks the end of the Iranian president's first term in office. Lana Silk is CEO of Transform Iran.
Economically, it's a very difficult climate. There's already been a lot of uncertainty now with this budget, no budget question. I mean, they're having to throw something together. They're not committing the right money to the right places. They're spending money in war.
Many Iranians don't stand behind their leaders' actions.
They feel completely trapped in the world that they live in right now. And as far as they're concerned, they are forgotten by the West, because all the West sees is their regime with all the negative things at play that the regime is involved in. And so then the West must hate us.
Some Iranians are even questioning the validity of Islam itself. Transform Iran uses television, radio, and social media to reach seekers with the good news about Jesus. Please pray for the people of Iran to know truth and comfort in the gospel. 5 years ago this Sunday, suicide bombers linked to Islamic terrorists carried out a deadly series of attacks in Sri Lanka. Bombings at three churches and three hotels killed 269 people and wounded hundreds more that Easter Sunday. Since then, calls for a thorough investigation have largely been met with inaction and silence by the government. As the anniversary again passes, Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach says,
It is a time to remember. You know, being a believer is not necessarily a safe thing, and it's a battle. And I think that's part of what was going on there.
The gospel continues to be opposed in Sri Lanka, but Christians are resilient.
And then there's been physical attacks on Christians, attacking them if they do open a church, if they do any kind of evangelism. But what's impressed me is the desire for those who know the Lord to not let any of that deter them from sharing the gospel, and especially discipling others.
Since 2021, CWO serves kids and families in Sri Lanka by offering education programs and meeting tangible needs. Please pray for faithful witness to Christ and also for those still grieving their losses of 2019. Nearly half of the 50 states in America have legalized recreational marijuana in recent years, and five more could vote to do so in November. The Lighthouse's Brandon Bauer says, even if cannabis is legal in your state, that doesn't make it safe to consume.
Picture this. You've got a drug dealer cutting up their cocaine on a table, packaging it, and then they're cutting up their weed on the same table. People are dying from cross-contamination. We're seeing so much fentanyl in the marijuana.
Approximately 1 in 10 people who use marijuana will become addicted. When they start before the age of 18, the addiction rate rises to 1 in 6. Then there are the mental health risks. Studies link marijuana use to depression, anxiety, suicide planning, and psychotic episodes.
It has created an absolute mess in the mental health field. The social service agencies are overwhelmed.
Despite the known risks, roughly 18% of Americans used cannabis last year.
Almost everyone that comes into the Lighthouse has a marijuana addiction, along with whatever else is going on. It is unbelievable how many people think because God created it, it's okay to smoke.
Christ can and does break the powerful chains of addiction. If you're looking for a biblical approach to addiction recovery, connect with the Lighthouse at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org.